after the plague. It was some sort of Ebola mutation passed from hand to hand and nose to nose like the common cold. Life was different. More relaxed and expansive, more natural. The rat race was over. The freeways were clear all the way to Sacramento, and the poor, dwindling, ravaged planet was suddenly big and mysterious again. It was a kind of miracle, really, what the environmentalists had been hoping for all along, though, of course, even the most strident of them wouldn't have wished for his own personal extinction, but there it was. I don't mean to sound callous. My parents are long dead, and I'm unmarried and siblingless. But I lost friends, colleagues, and neighbors, the same as any other survivor. What few of us there are, that is. We're guessing it's maybe 1 in 10,000, here in the States anyway.